and make it harder for them.
They won't understand, Cynthia. You have to tell the droids to take them away. They'll obey you this time. You know they will. When there's a clearly defined threat, they have to act against it.
Just like they acted against you.
Yes, even me. The logic was impeccable. I was stupid to try to fight it.
Cynthia remembered the days leading up to that terrible moment all too well. There was no suppressing them entirely.
I think you saw it coming, Mother. You were afraid of the droids. You gave me the overrides in the hope that they would listen to me, but I didn't use them.
She remembered her passivity with painful keenness. Sometimes she felt bad for not intervening.
The droids are my protectors. You are my protector. I still have both. Was it wrong to do nothing?
I'm still here, Cynthia. That's right. We'll all protect you together.
But what if you were right, Mother? What if the droids have grown too powerful? That means you agree with Satil Shan and shouldn't argue against her. I should listen to her, too. Maybe I should use the overrides to stop the droids now, before it's too late.
No, Cynthia, you mustn't!
The fluid coiled around her tighter than ever. Even though she struggled, she couldn't get a grip on the glass.
Mother, let me go!
No!
I can't stand by and let innocent people be hurt. You wouldn't have wanted that.
I must keep you safe.
But I have to. You have to.
Thick currents closed around her throat and filled her mouth, silencing the words. She choked and coughed, unable to fill her lungs.
Cynthia!
The cry came from outside the tank.
Help me!
She tried to shout.
Save me!
With a shattering of glass and a great rush, the tank exploded. Cynthia was tossed and flung on a wave of writhing liquid. Her mother was screaming. She was screaming, too. Something hard smacked against her flesh all down her back and legs. For the first time in her life, she felt her full weight. She couldn't move. She couldn't breathe. The pressure around her throat eased, only to be replaced with another.
She can't get enough oxygen, someone said.
The sound was all wrong. So was the light.
She's not used to breathing air.
What do we do?
That was the other Cynthia.
We have to keep her alive.
Cynthia flapped weakly with one hand.
Gene sampler.
She pointed to the machine that would feed the other Cynthia's genetic pattern into the Hex's collective memory.
Promise. Save.
We're doing everything we can for you, said Satil.
She shook her head.
Save Mother.
She's in the blood, right?
Said the other Cynthia.
I thought she was killing you. I thought you were drowning.
Promise.
All right. I promise.
Cynthia couldn't lift, but she could still grip.
Her daughter. Her daughter.
The other Cynthia came closer, dragged into focus by the last of her strength.
Tell me everything.
The body of the hairless, emaciated girl became still. Master Satil shook her head. Apart from the trickling and dripping of crimson fluid, the laboratory was silent.